the business news starts with an effort to survive in the video business. Yesterday we told you about Blockbuster Video, the nation's largest video rental chain, which has been facing tough competition. Today we visit an independent store, which has been enjoying quite a good deal of success. In Seattle, Scarecrow Video has one of the biggest collections of any of the nation's 23,000 rental specialty stores. It's a library of sorts, and customer demand for its varied offerings give it a special niche. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
The unassuming exterior belies what awaits you as you escape the rain and go inside. There are 80,000 separate titles. For cinema buffs, it's sheer nirvana. For the rest of us, well, even the store's general manager, Kevin Shannon, admits it can be a bit intimidating.
You see your customer backing out of the store going, "Too much, I can't make up my mind," you know, and what do? You know, that's just the way it is.
It's not just the volume that's overwhelming, it's an attitude. This is a place that takes cinema very seriously. The organization is not Standard Video Store. If you're looking for new releases, they're in the back. And many of the films are arranged not by title, but by director. Shannon seems to know all of them.
You can just stop right here and say, okay, you've got Clarence Brown, early silent film and sound director, pretty much was one of the greatest directors at making his actresses look fabulous. Next to him is Todd Browning. The original Dracula, Freaks, movies that basically got him drummed out of Hollywood. Lou Buñuel. You've got a whole section, almost everything he's ever directed.
There are movies from Albania, Eritrea, and Estonia. You can rent equipment to play foreign films that aren't formatted for American screens. Want a murder mystery? Go upstairs, where a larger-than-life zombie butler guards an entire room of mysteries, film noir, and gangster movies. It is this vast and unique collection that has allowed Scarecrow to successfully compete against the chain stores.
They come here a lot. It's doors into all kinds of other people's living rooms.
Customer Jay Glover, whose arms are piled high with movies from India's Bollywood, comes here primarily for foreign films and other things she can't find elsewhere.
You can find books from all over, but when it comes to movies, if you go to a mainstream video store, what you get is, 100 movies of the same thing.
The store traces its origins to the 1980s and a private collection. But by the late 1990s, it was in dire financial straits and in bankruptcy court. That's when Carl Tostevin, a software expert at Microsoft who happened to be a horror film fanatic and a Scarecrow customer, stepped in to buy it, together with a business partner. Since then, the size of the collection has doubled. The books are now balanced, employees get health benefits, and there's enough left over to buy more films. But Tostevin, who's now the owner and president, suggests there is something more.
What goes on in a place like Scarecrow is such a community, a coming together of people who care about something. It's just different.
Today, Scarecrow and other independents represent about 38% of the video rental market. That's down from about 50% just a few years ago. At the same time, the size of the total market continues to shrink. Independents have to compete with Netflix and other online firms in addition to the chain stores, and they have to contend with the sale of movies at places like Target and Walmart. But Tostevin says the bigger long-term threat comes from video on demand, which allows lots of people to download the same movie at the same time.
And here's where it gets really difficult. At what point does broadband delivery of film become so ubiquitous that they don't bother to put it on media anymore? And that is the sound of, uh-oh.
With the future uncertain, Scarecrow is working to control costs, but it will continue to seek out and buy the films it wants to add to its vast library. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.